So let's begin. I always recommend taking off glasses since we don't need them.
I'm the worst.
Yes, why?
Since we are going to close our eyes and keep them closed, you may want to consider removing your glasses. So there are three phases to the soul meditation practice. Phase one is practicing how to sit properly. So, based on my experience, this is how I sit. Number one, I keep, please open your eyes, sorry. So, I keep my base about 6 inches above the knees. You see how I have lifted my base by keeping the pillow? See, that's why we're sitting on a pillow, not sitting on the floor. So if you keep your bottom lifted up above your knees, yeah, so keeping, yeah, bringing the knee down, yeah, very good, great. So that helps you lift your spinal column and makes the column upright and erect. So that's number one. Number two is to kind of induce slight curvature in the lowermost portion of your spinal column. You know, if you were to divide your whole column into like five parts, the lowermost, the 1/5 part of your column, just inducing a slight curvature there, inward curvature. See if you can do that. And the way I do it is just by lifting the whole upper body and pushing that portion inwards.
Oh.
Not too much, just slightly.
Okay.
Step number three, lifting your sternum up like that. We have a tendency to sit like this, right?
Yeah.
So you just gently lift the diaphragm area, your sternum up. And then roll your shoulders back and down. See, like that? There you go. Yeah.
Looking okay?
You're looking good. Great. And then just surrender your body to gravity. When you sit properly, when you keep your spinal column upright and erect, what happens is the upper body weight is carried by the spinal column and not by your back muscles. And so your back doesn't hurt as much. You can sit for a longer time. This doesn't mean you cannot meditate in other postures. The posture, the sitting procedure that I have talked about is favorable to meditation. Not a necessary condition, but a favorable condition.